that would have been when you started the Music City Gospel Showcase?
Yeah, I told Barbara, I said, I want to go back in gospel music, because we've been, my brothers and I, we've been making a lot of money doing something else.
Right.
You know, and the promotions and everything. So we just kind of got, we'd sing here and there occasionally, but we weren't that interested in it. And then Alvin's girls, my brother's girls, they had the Chord of Three, and they were good, and they're with me now. I told Barbara, I said, I want to go back in it. And I said, if I can't live what I'm singing about, I don't want no part of it. But I want to have, you know, put God, do his will, and put Jesus first, I mean, in everything. And if I can't live it, I don't want to be bothered. I don't want to do it. I want to do it for to reach people. And so I started, and I tried to figure out how to do it. So I wanted to go get the best singers you never heard of. Now, then, as I got to going, I had the big groups coming and doing videos with me. Their record companies would send them, and I would charge them and then make them sing on my show while they were there, you know, that where the groups that are getting started, they love rubbing elbows with some of the big people, you know. But so I decided we would do the quartet convention again. You know, so we just got started with my Music City Gospel. And I decided to go, and I had called the number one magazine and all of that. And then I could not get a thing to showcase because they were already booked. They mentioned maybe they could do it. I could do it next year, you know, get in line.
Right.
And then I found out that I could go to the Executive Inn, which was right across from where it was held in Louisville. And I got a room that seated about 500, and I bought a bunch of booze at the convention. So when I got there, you know, it was the day they crashed into the Twin Towers.
Oh.
But we wound up having about 500 people. We had a good crowd. Nobody could go anywhere. And, I mean, it was, you know, when I got up to go down, and one of the guys in one of the groups said, hey, we're at war. I said, and we got a big showcase, and you know, that afternoon. And I said, you're kidding. And, of course, you couldn't get out. You couldn't do anything, and you were stuck. And I said, well, you know, all these people are here, thousands, I guess. But about after we did our thing and it went over well, I didn't see a lot of change in what I'm looking for there.
Right.
And I said, I don't see a lot of people any smarter than me. I'm going to start my own convention. And I did.
Right.
The next year. And I had it up in Pigeon Forge, 3 days. We'd have 40 groups from 12 until 4, and then from 7 to 11, they'd perform again. In 3 days, I'd had 300 performances.
Wow.
Taped.
Wow.
And then I had content for my show.
Right.
And I did that for quite a few years, you know.